Third day of the Sugya Bava Mechteres. Hopefully we'll finish up today. I'm not sure if everyone finished Maror Mekomos, but my goal is to get through the Maror Mekomos. So just to recap from yesterday, what we did, we were focusing on the Shitas of Rambam versus the other Rishonim. The Rambam, we know there are a number of diukim, points in the Rambam, that pointed in a certain direction. The Rambam held that the Bava Mechteres is only a ganav and no more than a ganav. If he comes to kill, he might come to kill if the Bambai stands up to protect his money, but that's not even a certainty that he's going to stand up to protect his money, so it only makes him really a Safek Ratzach. So he's really a Ganav Ve'etzim, according to the Rambam. That's why the Rambam puts the Halachas Bav Machteris in Hilchas Gneva. That's why the Rambam puts the Halachas Bav Machteris in the Mitzvah Aseh Reish Lamites, which is the Mitzvah Aseh of Gneva, of making sure they pay Kefil, Dal V'Hei, and killing the Bava Mechteres. That's where the Rambam only calls it a Kirodef. He's like a Rodef, but not quite a Rodef. He's similar to Rodef, but he's not actually a Rodef, because he's not actually coming to kill. And versus the other, he showed him Rashi Yadar Maran, who thought, no, Vadai, the Ganav is Vadai coming to kill, and therefore that would classify him as a Roteach. So whether he's a Roteach or a Ganav, that's the discussion we're going to go through right now. We mentioned a Nafkamina yesterday. Let's just go through the Gemara to appreciate this Nafkamina a little bit better. So the Gemara on Ayin Beis Mabez, six lines down. Let's start from an even previous Gemara, which I think reading the Gemara, of course, is very important. But when you're sensitive to the issues at hand, the Gemaras are going to be a little more interesting to us. So look at the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Damim Lo. Gemara says, Damim Lo. Why is it Damim, plural, that he has blood to him? Why just say Dam Lo? So the Gemara says, Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. Whether it's the Chol, whether it's Shabbos, he has Damim. A person who you're not allowed to kill, who has considered Dam to him, you can't kill him, whether it's the weekday or whether it's Shabbos. Ein Lo Damim, let's say he has no Dam. Let's say he's a person who you're allowed to kill. That's true, Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. During the week and on Shabbos, one's allowed to kill such a person. So Gemara says, Bishlma Ein Lo Damim, Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. I understand, according to the opinion that says he has no blood, you're allowed to kill him. That's true, whether it's Chol or whether it's Shabbos. What's the Chiddush? It's the you need to tell us, I would have thought, just like you cannot perform a Misa, a Beis Din cannot perform the Misa's Bezdin on Shabbos. You can't kill someone with Skila or Sreif on Shabbos. You would think that's true also when it comes to Bava Mechteres. Kamash Milan, the Braisa tells us you're allowed to kill him, or the Pasuk tells us, Damim Lo, you could kill him even on Shabbos. The Havamin and Kamash Milan is very, very interesting. Right? So what we spoke about yesterday, I'll say now, whether you say it's a ganav or rotzeh, also answers another question. What's the nature of the ability, the heter, to kill him? Is it a din of hatzalah, pikuach nefesh, you're protecting yourself from being killed, or is it a onesh? You kill him. He's an onesh. He's a rotzeh. I'm killing him because he deserves the death penalty. So the havmin is not very interesting. If you understand that it's a death penalty, so you shouldn't be able to do that on Shabbos. Beis Din cannot perform. They can't carry out the Beis Din, Mises Beis Din on Shabbos. The Rashi tells us, the Pasuk says, Lo Sivar Eish Bechol Mosh Vosechem. So too, you shouldn't be able to kill a Bav Machteres on Shabbos. Chiyav Misa on Shabbos. Kamash Malon. What's the Kamash Malon? Look at Rashi. Rashi, Kamash Malon. Dikatlinon Mishum Pikuach Nefesh Teheach. You're allowed to kill him because Pikuach Nefesh. Mamish, the Havamina, the Maskana here in the Gemara is the two opinions we said. Havamina was, it's a Mises Beis Din, you can't do it on Shabbos. Kamash Malon, no, it's a Pikuach Nefesh, you could save the guy, and that's allowed to be done on Shabbos. Mamish HaHakir. Okay, let's read a little further now in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, first Y line down, Ela Domim Lo, if he's a person who's considered alive, that you cannot kill on Shabbos, or you cannot kill at any time. That's true. Bein Bechol Bein B'Shabbos. You can't kill him during the week. You can't kill him on Shabbos. Hash Bechol Lo Katlinon Le B'Shabbos Min Boy. Gemara says, if you can't kill him during the week, of course you can't kill him on Shabbos either. The guy is considered Damim Lo. He has blood. You can't kill him. What's the Chiddush to say you can't kill him on Shabbos? Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes Lo Nitzacha El Lefakeach Al Vesagal. It's only true when, let's say he's tunneling through your house and then an avalanche falls on him, other rocks come tumbling on top of him, and he's stuck underneath. Can you help him out now? And the Chiddush is, if that happens on Shabbos, you can't protect him, you can't save him. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Okay, not our issue right now. What comes up from that Gemara, that Bryce that we just saw, was a very interesting Havamina Kamash Malon. Havamina to Mises Bezdin, Kamash Malon, no, it's a Pikuach Nefesh.
But the part of the Gemara that said that he does have Dom, and you can never kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that go with? That doesn't go with the Rana or the Rama or Rashi?
No, so damim lo, the question, who is a person who has dam? So that the Gemara tells, I skipped that Gemara, but the Gemara tells us a father who tunnels into your house coming to steal money from you, a father definitely will not come kill a son. So he's considered a person damim lo. Even though he's tunneling in your house, he has blood, and you're not allowed to kill him.
So that's a different damim lo, different than what the Yad Ramah was saying.
Well, all our discussion was talking about someone who's not your father. Someone
right.
who, okay.
So this is the second section, second subdivision of damim lo. Because what the Yad Ramah was saying with damim lo, that you can kill him, but...
He was talking about an ain damim lo. Person.
Oh, he was saying ain damim lo.
Yeah.
So the only damim lo we have is the Avin.
Yeah. There's another example. Again, I skipped this. The Gemara says everybody except for Rav Chanina Bar Shila, you can kill. You can't. Why can't you kill Rav Chanina Bar Shila? Because he's a tzaddik. He won't come to kill you. So your father or any tzaddik who's a known tzaddik, if he's stealing, I'm not sure what kind of tzaddik is, you know, tunneling into your house. But if he's doing that, stealing is one thing. But to kill another person, he won't go so far.
Does anyone say it's an onesh?
An onesh, lamaskana. Well, the Havim in the Gemara says it is, right? And the Kamash Malan, which has Pikuach Nefesh only, you might want to read the Gemara as follows. It's Pikuach Nefesh only on Shabbos. Let's say there are really two dinim are true. The din is, there's the din of Onesh and the din of Pikuach Nefesh. So during the week, there's a din of Onesh, and during Pikuach Nefesh. On Shabbos, you neutralize the halacha of Onesh, and what remains is still Pikuach Nefesh. So you could still say, according to that opinion, Onesh works with the Gemara.
What's the onesh? What would the onesh be during the week?
So if let's say he's called a rotseach, as we knew he missed shir yesterday, but we spoke in yesterday how much he was a rotseach. A rotseach is deserving of the death penalty. So in certain instances, the din is handed out to individuals to carry out the din.
Oh.
So I'm serving as a shliach bezdin, I'm going to kill him through mises bezdin.
So his sin, or whatever, his thing rotseach.
Right. So now let's go through the next Gemara, next Bryce, which I referred to yesterday in Shir, which also the same idea. Reading the Gemara is going to be so powerful to us because you can see the issues come straight from the Gemara. So two wide lines down, the end of the line, Taner Rabbanan. V'huka, the Pasuk says V'huka in the context of Bav Machteres. V'huka means B'chol Adam. Any person is allowed to kill this Bav Machteres. Umes, B'chol Misa, the Pasuk says Umes. Why is that saying Umes? That you could kill him any way possible. B'chol Misa Sha'at Yachol Amiso. You could kill him any way possible. Okay, so the Gemara says, Bishlama v'huka b'chol adam itzrich. I understand why the pasuk has to tell me that anybody could kill him. Not only the Baal Bayis, but any person who watches. Sak daite chamina Baal Bayis hu dekimlu, the ain other mamin atzmal mamono, v'al achelo, kamashma de rodefu. So you would think only the Baal Bayis is allowed to kill the Baal Machteres because he's the one who's protecting his money. He's protecting his money, he's allowed to kill the Baal Machteres who's coming to attack him. But someone else, a bystander can't do anything about it. Kamash Milan, he has the status of a rodef. This Bob Machteris is a rodef, and therefore, just like a rodef, anybody could kill the rodef. So too, Bob Machteris is like a rodef, and anybody could kill it. Now, this is the Gemara that everyone says, oh, he's mamish a rodef. Bob Machteris is a rodef, he's a rotzeach. And that's where the Rambam comes along and says, no, he's not a rodef, he's kirodef. The Gemara is not really equating the two, it's just similar to a rodef. And we'll see over the next week, there are a number of differences between a rodef and a baba machteres. And therefore, the Gemara says, v'afila acher namim. Therefore, even another person could kill him. But then the Gemara says, this is really interesting, elo umes. What's the word umes telling me? That b'chol misa sha'ata yochol miso. That you could kill him in any way possible. You could kill a baba machteres any way possible. Look at the next question. Lamali, why do you need that pasuk? Me rotseach nafka, learn from rotseach. Rotzeach, it says, Detanya Mosumas, the Pasuk says in regards to Rotzeach, Hamaker, Mosumas Hamaker, Rotzeachu, Eno Ele Misa Murabo, Minayin Shemieta Yachol Amiso, Bemisa Aksubabo, Shata Rasha La Miso, Bechomisa Shata Yachol Amiso. Comes to Rotzeach, ideally you're supposed to give him a saif, you're supposed to give him the sword, cut his head off. Tamalomer Mosumas Mikom Malkum, you should kill Mosumas, the double Ashon, kill him in any way possible. So the Gemara says, that's the question, learn from Rotzeach. How are we going to learn Bob Machteres from Rotzeach? Yes, so how do you learn Bob Machteres from the Rotzeach, though?
You don't call
because we call him exactly. Bob Machteres, according to one opinion, Mamish Rotzeach. The Urim couples the two mitzvahs together in Hilchas Rotzeach.
Is the Rotzeach a higher level than a Rodef? Or is it a type? What is it?
So Jake's pointing out a very good point, making a good point here, that a Rodef has not become a Rotzeach yet. He's on the way. He's attempted murder, but not quite a murderer yet. But there's at least a linkage. There's a connection between the two. I can understand what the Havim in the Gemara is to learn Bob Machteris from Rotzeach. He's coming to kill.
Well, the Gemara says at the end, when you have two psukim learning one thing, we can't learn anything else. Meaning, if you're supposed to kill...
We'll get to the end of the Gemara, right.
But what I'm saying is, if it's saying that means that... you might have the question, if the Gemara is Mamash pulling the Bob Machteris from Rotzeach, then how can any other Rishon call something else? If the end of the Gemara is Britta says that you can't learn anything else from it,
mm-hmm.
that means that it's not actually calling the gun of a Rotech, if it were written in one place, we could have learned everything from it, even by Shabbat.
Well, that's the question. So, right now, in this stage of Gemara, Lechora, you will learn Bob Machteris from a Rotech, because they're pretty much the same halacha. A Bob Machteris is coming to kill, and a Rotech actually killed, but they're very similar in halacha. Now, when the Gemara is about to say, no, you can't learn Bob Machteris from Rotech, why? The Gemara says, "Shiny Hossam." When it comes to Rotzeach, it's very different. Damar Kroy Moshimas. It says Yo Moshimas from by Rotzeach. The Gemara says, "Vinigmar Minei." So learn from Rotzeach into a Bob Machteris. So you can't learn from Rotzeach. Mishum Dehav Rotzeach VaGaladam Shnei Ksum Bam Keecha VaChol Shnei Ksum Bam Keecha Im Lamtim. Because we have another pasuk in regards to Galadam. The Galadam could kill the Rotzeach Veshogeg in any way possible. Right? Someone murdered someone accidentally. And I'm someone's the relative of the murdered. So that Goal Adam, he's going to redeem the blood of his relative. He's allowed to kill this Rotzeach B'Shogeg any way he can. So too, a Rotzeach, you can kill a Rotzeach B'Mezid any way possible. Those are two different psukim. The concept is, if you have two psukim that teach us one halacha, it's only those two psukim. You can't apply anywhere outside that. So in the end of the day, you cannot learn Bob Machteris from Rotzeach. You have to have a special pasuk, Umez. So in the end of the day, the fact that we can't learn from Rotzeach seems to indicate it's not a Rotzeach. But Machteris is different. It's more of a Ganav, let's say. Or it's a lesser level of a Rotzeach. So what I'm pointing out is, from the very read of the Gemara itself, now that we're sensitive to the issues, is it a Rotzeach, is it a Rodef, or is it not, that really comes straight from the Gemara itself. And that's why being sensitive to these issues makes the Gemara very interesting and intriguing. Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you say it's the exact opposite? The Gemara gives a technical answer. That it shinks him by Ke'echa him lamdim. So therefore, you'd say that in a Hanami, Abba Machteris is like a Rotzeach in some sense, but not in the complete sense to where you could learn it out from Rotzeach.
Right, so it's a very good point. It is a technical point, but if Bob Machteris is equal to a Rotzeach, so then it should be.
Well, I don't think anyone was trying to make it equal to, but just to a certain extent. Yeah.
Okay, so I agree, that might be a way to get out of it. You could still maintain it. It still is a Rotzeach, Lamaskana, or similar to. It's just a technical reason, because it's not Mamish Rotzeach. Very good. Okay, so now from this Gemara, what we're going to pull out and discuss for a moment, which we mentioned yesterday, I'll just do it a little more in depth today, is the concept of b'chol misa shata yochol amiso, any way possible you could kill this Rotzeach, this Bob Machteris. So we already noted the Rambam, and Hilchos Gnevah said, it quoted this halacha, that you could kill the Bob Machteris any way possible. But we said the Ran, in the beginning of the on Mishnah, said that, no, ideally, one should kill the Bob Machteris in what way? Saif. You should give him Saif. And if you can't give him Saif, then you could try to kill him in another way, perhaps through whatever way possible. Rashi also seems to indicate that, L'chadchila, like the Ran, one should kill him b'Saif. Rashi in Dibur Maschil, Shnei Ksum Bam Gechad, writes that you should ideally give him the Misa Ksubabo Kigon Hakka. You should give him Hakka, which is a way of referring to a Saif. Ideally, you should kill Bob Machteris with a Saif, like the Ran. If you can't give Saif, then you give him any way possible. You kill him any way possible. The Rambam has no level. The Rambam never says L'chachila should kill him with Saif. L'chachila, kill him any way possible. And he pointed out, the Aruch Haner points out this machlokas. And we said this machlokas is mamash nafkamina to whether it's a Rotzeach or a Ganav. The Ran and the Rashi, both the Lishitasam, hold that the Bob Machteris is coming vade to kill. He's vade a Rotzeach. He's coming to kill. He's coming to murder. And therefore, he has the onesh of Saif. Ideally, you should kill him b'Saif. If you can't kill him b'Saif, so then you can use any other way possible to kill him. But the Rambam thinks, you know, he's a ganav. It's in Hilchas Geneva. He's not vade coming to kill. If he needs to, he may come to kill. But he's not vade rotzeach. And therefore, there's no ideal way to kill him. There's no idea to give him a Saif at first. The Pasuk says, you may kill him any way possible. The Pasuk is just a reading of Gemara. So therefore, whether ideally you should kill him the Saif or not depends on whether or not it's a Rotzeach or a Ganav.
Rabban would say that by Rotzeach, ideally you should kill the Saif?
Yes, yeah.
How do you know that?
Pasuk, the Onesh of Saif applies to two Isurim, to Rotzeach and Irnidachas. That's
Father.
That.
We learn from the words, most humans, they can give anything you want.
Right, so that's Bidyavid. If he runs away.
But you know that he holds that. It's like the same thing as the Pasuk of a Mace. There you also. The obvious option is Saif, but then you can say either Bidyavid, everything else, for everything else, or really Chachila for everything else. But everyone agrees that the obvious option for these cases is Saif.
The obvious option for Bob Machteris?
For anything, it's the obvious option to say.
For what?
For any case.
What mean any case?
For Machteris or for Rosea.
I don't know why Bob Machteris. There's no I not mention anyone in the Gemara.
Rashi says.
Oh, that's a Chiddush Rashi and the Ran.
What?
That's a Chiddush that Rashi and the Ran write. But reading the Gemara never tells us anything about Saif when it comes to Bob Machteris.
Well, what does it mean then?
No, but it says that we know that we need a pasuk to teach you all other misos, implying there has to be some kind of miso which is preferable.
Yeah, there has to be. He gets miso.
What's the chiddush of the pasuk according to the Rambam?
Yeah, there has to be a chiddush, and then there's something that's obvious.
No, sorry, that's an interesting point. I mean, before the pasuk said umes, so let's see. Let's get the pasukim out here.
I mean, that's exactly what we did by when we compared it to the case of
So the question you guys are raising is: before we had the chiddush, the drush of ames, what would you have thought?
Right.
Which could you kill? So it could be Saif originally made the Havamina was, it is like Rotzeach, you should kill him b'Saif. The Maskana, once we have the Pasuk of a Mace, you kill him anyway, then there's no hierarchy anymore. There's no levels. Pasha the Gemara is there are no levels. Pasha the Rambam, there are no levels.
Well, I don't know if Rashi says anything about levels either.
Rashi, if you look at Shei Ksum Bam Kechad, he does say...
But he doesn't say levels, he just says that you could imply that to just be that the obvious option is Saif. And then the chiddush of a mace comes to teach us that you give him anything else.
Yeah, that's a fair point. The Rashi only tells us the havamina. The maskana unclear for Rashi. That it's you can either maintain the havamina and say no, really he still thinks there are levels, or the kamashma everything's rejected. It's all one. That's a good point. So not there's no rye from Rashi the maskana how he holds.
That's why fair point. That's why I don't know if the Rambam would hold that by the case of Rotzeach.
No, that's in Mefurish, in the Gemara, in Mefurish, in the Rambam. There's a Rambam about this. Right. There's Mefurish. I need Hilchot Rotzeach to find it. I don't have it here, but it's Mefurish, yeah.
What does the Rambam do with the Aruch Lanier's proof of the word Behukah where he splits up the two words?
Let's see what he does here. Yeah, I'm not sure. Let me take. I'll try to look at it afterwards. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know. Okay.
Why can't you just say that, like, according to the Rambam, the Havamina was that he wasn't going to be killed. Kamash Malan, the mace, teach you that you can kill him with any misa. Lav Daka, the Chiddush is that with any misa, but rather that he gets a misa.
I guess theoretically you could say that also. I guess you could say that. Okay, now let's go. Let's read a little further in the Gemara now, and get to some other nafkaminas. The Gemara says now, 10 lines down, Tanur Rabbanon, Machteres. You guys see where I am? Machteres, Ainli Ela Machteres. What creates above Machteres? So, reading the Pesukim, you'd think Mamish, someone who tunnels under somebody's house. Ainli Ela Machteres. Gago, if he lets he's climbing on my roof. Chatsero, Karfifo, Minai, in different parts of the house. How do I know if a person's trying to rob me through those ways, he's going to also be included as a bob machteris and a heter to kill him. Tamilomer, you must say a ganav mikom malkum. Wherever you find the ganav coming into your house, whatever direction, you're allowed to kill him. Im came matamilomer machteris. So why did it specify machteris in the pasuk? Because that's the way people usually steal. They usually tunnel into the house. But that's not the only way people steal. And therefore, any person trying to rob your house, you have a heter to kill him. Tanya Idach, another brisa, says, Machteres ain't the Ella Machteres. I only know someone who tunnels. Gago, Chatserov, Karfifo, Minayin. How do I know other parts of the house they're trying to enter into? Tamalomar, Yimotse Haganav Mikol Malkum. Any way he tries to come in, wherever you find the Ganav, you could kill him. Imke Ma Tamalomar Machteres. So why does a Pasuk only give the example of Machteres, Machterasa, Zuyuhi, Hasraso? Because being in the Machteres serves as his Hasra. It's his warning. Realize you're being warned, and if you come into the house, you're going to be killed. So, another way of just these two, what's the difference between the two brises? Whether you need a hasra or not. Right? When it comes to Bab Machter, so that's his hasra. He needs a hasra, and that served as his hasra. You don't need a lemaisa, a mamish, a hasra to warn him. Being in the tunnel and under your house, you realize you're being. Ah, exactly. That's the point. It's perfect. But the first opinion says there's no need for hasra. If you need a hasra?
You don't need one. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, you're right. I'm at that
level. Yeah, so exactly. So we'll come to that. Let me just get the brises down for a second. You're 100% right. The first brise says there's no mention of a hasra. There's a heter to kill him, but there's no hasra. The second brise says you need a hasra. But the hasra is really given through him. He realizes he's being warned by going through the tunnel.
Why can't you say that? No, just the opposite. The second way is that, like you said, that he's going through the tunnel. Maybe the first way is that, no, he definitely needs a hasra. He needs warning.
There's a very interesting point. The Gemara Nera tells us that, and the Mishnah don't interpret it that way either. I hear why you want to say that, but Mehechates, you need Hasra. How do you know? Is there a source you need Hasra? So, you're right, if you say... What?
If you hold that even the first Braisa is holding that din of Ritzicha, then therefore you're going to say that, of course you need Hasra, and therefore... The Gemara had to come up with its own chiddush of whatever that
Shirov was suing. So I hear what you're saying is that the first price is maybe you mamish need a hasra. The second one is you don't need a hasra. The machteres serves as a hasra. So I that you can read that. There are a number of Yishonim, Rashi, the Adarama read the prices what they're arguing about. I don't think they take that approach, but pashas you can read. I agree, but yeah.
No, I'm saying according to what he's saying, if you need a hasra in the first case also. That's what the Ron says. Not by that the Baba is going to kill him every single time. Amanas doesn't drop his stuff. So if he's standing there, he's not dropping his stuff. That could also actually. I'm sorry,
okay. So, but the point is that Shimon was saying the discussion whether you need Hayasra or not, as the Afike Yam discusses. I pointed to you out if you got a chance. The Afike Yam, it's dependent on whether this is a onesh or a pikuach nefesh. This is what the Afike Yam writes. If you need a hasra, so l'chor it's an onesh. The guy's coming into the house, so before I could kill a ritzach, before I could kill anybody, before I could implement an onesh, I need to give him a hasra. So he needs a hasra because it's an onesh. But if it's simply a pikuach nefesh, I'm saving the guy's life, the Baal Bayis' life, there's no reason, no need to give a hasra to the ganav, to the ritzach. So this is a very good point. So we're not getting into the discussion. Hasra, yeah? Right. So Hasra is a very fascinating topic, why it's needed. The Gemara is in the first paragraph talk about when you need Hasra, why do you need Hasra, and there are a few exceptions. Some Mises, you don't need Hasra. Let's say also different people. Tamil Chacham does not require Hasra, the Gemara says, because he knows already. He's forewarned. He knows the Torah. And Am Ha'aretz, who doesn't know the Halachas, needs a Hasra. Now, there are other examples where you don't need Hasra. Let's say Ben Sor Mor, you don't need a Hasra. A Mesis, someone who's trying to convince someone to worship Avodah Zarah, does not require a Hasra. Now, there's a Yad HaRama that writes the way that you might be able to make Kaim Hasra through the circumstances. But Lamaisa, you don't need a real articulated Hasra. It's a fascinating topic, Hasra. But this is another example where you don't need an actual Hasra. The point again being, whether you need Hasra or not is dependent on whether it's an Onesh or a Pikuach Nefesh. Now, let's try to go through just a few more Nafkaminas now. The Tosfos in Avodah Zarah discusses whether or not a Ben Noach is subject to the concept of Bav Machteres. And the Gaon HaShas of Yosef Engel, his Chidushim, Chidushim on Sanhedrin, points out this Tosfos and wants to argue. They're debating whether or not Ben Noach, the Halachas Bav Machteres, applies to Ben Noach.
Where in the Avodah Zarah?
Daf Zayin, Amud Beis. seen that Tosfos yet?
Nope, too far.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I know, Yudam Abiz. Yudam Abiz. Dear Maschil, Chad Katil. So when you get there, you'll share with us.
You can share it now.
So again, Tosfos thinks it applies to Ben Noach and the Yonah that Bob Machteris applies to. If Bob Machteris is coming into your house, you're allowed to kill him. And the Gionei Hashas thinks it's not true.
Why?
Let's see. I think it's referring to... Now I'm getting a little confused how it was said. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the point. If the Goy is the Baal Bayis, the Ben Noach is the Baal Bayis, and somebody breaks and enters into his house... Are you allowed to kill him? Is the goy allowed to kill him? Hathos says you can kill him, and Gilyon HaShah says you can't kill him. Why can't you kill him? The dinim of Bob Machteris was said La'achim Matan Torah. All the mitzvahs that were given La'achim Matan Torah, this was done in Mishpatim after Yisro, the Torah was given. Any halacha given after Matan Torah, it does not apply to Ben Noach. That's what he says.
So he should just allow himself to be killed.
Right. So I think you could explain this machlokes Ben Noach. The way we have been explaining the sugya thus far. How so? How does it connect to the issues of what we've been saying? Let's say the question of whether or not he's simply a ganav or is he a rotzeach?
Some of it's a pikuach, nefesh. I don't know, other way. But they know have a mitzvah of din, and therefore you would think that they would be allowed to give onish to Bnei Yisrael. However, if you say to me, didn't pikuach nefesh, and he has to be allowed to.
Exactly. So Jake's saying as follows. If you understand this being an onesh, you're giving him an onesh here. So Ben Noach also give onshim out. There's a mitzvah, one of the seven mitzvahs are to have dinim, to have a court system, and to implement punishments when needed. So if that's the case, you could, of course, the Ben Noach could apply this best in this din. If, however, the reason why you kill the Bab Machteris is because of pikuach nefesh, as Jake said, there may not be a din of pikuach nefesh when it comes to Ben Noach. I believe it's a discussion with the Rishonim and the Achronim. But it's very possible to say, pikuach nefesh does not apply to Ben Noach, and there's no right to kill such a person when you're saving your life. And it's hard to fathom and hard to swallow, but that is true. Okay. Now, other issues that come up that are related to what we've discussed. There's a Rambam and the Ravid. An interesting machlokas Rambam versus the Ravid. The Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchos Geneva says as follows. Echad habab machteres o ganav shenimsa besoch gago she'odom, if you find the ganav, bein bayom bein balayla, there's a heter to kill him. Whether it's the daytime, whether it's the nighttime, there's a heter to kill him. Comes along the Ravid says, eini nimna milichtov es daite. I'm not holding back from writing my opinion here. This is actually a nice way of the Rabbi talking. He doesn't usually talk so nicely to the Rambam. Here he's very nice. He says, I'm not going to hold back what I have to say here. And he says, really, that Bayom, you cannot kill Bab Machteris. Only Balayla, not Bayom. The Rambam says, Bayom, you can kill him. The Rabbi says, Bayom, you can't. Why not? Listen to Lush and the Rabbi, and you tell me what you think here. Bayom, Eino Rashai Lahargo. The ganav comes to the dam. He knows the Baal Bayis is out working, probably. He's out working. He could probably get in, steal something, and leave. Get off pretty quickly. He's not going to hang out there for a long time taking all the jewelry. He's going to make a quick snag. But el ganav b'layla, if the ganav steals a night, he knows he's there. O balaharog, o leharog. He's going to kill or be killed. Ba'ganav yom ain baal bayis matzu bebeso. In the daytime, the baal bayis is not found there. Ushmut baalma. He's coming to take and leave, run away quickly. So what's the reasoning of the Ravid?
It sounds that during the day he's considered a ganav, but if he came at night, he's considered a rotzeach. But the Rambam seems to say that being b'yom b'yom b'layla because he's a rotzeach.
No, not rotzeach. What sheet is the Rambam? The ganav. He's always a ganav. There's always a possible... Okay, likelihood is that the Baal Bayis won't be home during the daytime. But he might be. The Rambam's whole svar was the Baalai's might step up to protect his money. It's all the suffix. Besim is a ganav. Who cares? Bain bayom, bain balala, you're ganav tunneling into somebody's house. There's a hetzer to kill him if the Baalai's finds you. The Ravid says no. The ganav is only a rotzeach if he knows the Baalai's is going to come attack him. Remember, it's that fight with, like, the Ran held. The Rashbam we saw Al Torah said, Bala harog or Bala harog, just like the Ravid. The Ganav knows the Baal Bais is there, and the Ganav is going to say, the Baal Bais is going to kill me, I'm going to kill him. It's that back and forth, that circular psychological logic, whatever you're going to call that. So the Ravid says, Batsim, he's a Roteach. He's coming to kill or be killed. There's going to be a match here, there's going to be a fight. And that's why it only applies if he knows the Baal Bais is home. If he thinks the Baal Bais is not home, he's only a Ganav. He's not a Roteach. And therefore, the Rav and the Rambam of the Shitaso, it applies all the time. You're always a Ganav. Who cares when you're going? Who cares about the Baal Bais? And the Rav is like the Ran. That's all dependent on whether Baal Bais is there or not. Because it's a battle. It's a fight. Is that clear? Now, the Ran also is similar to the Ran, to the Rav, rather.
He argues on the Rambam on 2 points. The Rav. He argues that the fact that at night he's viewed as a Rotzeach.
Yep.
And also, according to also that if he's viewed as a ganiv, you're not chayv. You can't kill him.
Correct. Correct.
On both those points.
Yeah, and I think everyone. That's yeah. Okay. Now the. Exactly. Jeremy. I'm about to do that now. Now the Ran is the Shitasa. The Ran has been. We've been saying up until now that the Bob Machteris is a Rotzeach. He's coming to kill. Why is he coming to kill? Because I, the Rotzeach, know the Baal Bais is there. Baal Bais is going to kill me. So I'm going to kill him before he kills me. It's this back and forth battle. So reading the Pashas of the Gemara, the Rambam's like the Pashas of the Gemara. Whether you consider Bob Machteris, whether you tunnel, whether you climb on the roof, whether you go through the courtyard, you're always going to be considered Bob Machteris. The Ran qualifies that statement in Ein Beis Min Beis, and he says, no, that whole Gemara that you're Bob Machteris in any location is dafka b'makom shebal habayis matzui sham. That's only true if the Baal Bais is there. But if the makom shein Baal Bais matzui sham vadeinu b'chal machteris, if I know he's not going to be there, then he won't be considered Baal Machteris. Similar to the Ravid. The Ravid was in terms of timing. The daytime no one's home, nighttime the Baal Bais is home. The Ran's in terms of location. If I'm in a place, I'm at the guy's farm stealing his corn, I know he's not in his farm on his in field, there's no din of b'machteris. It's only when you know the Baal Bais is there that will create this situation, this battle between the two of them. The Baal Laharog or Baal Laharog. And therefore the Ran, the Ravid, all everyone's Lashitaso, all up against the Rambam.
Well, in that Ran, was he referring to every other tent, like Chatzar of Gag and that, and he was not referring to actual Machteris?
I thought he was referring to any case.
Because they were, that was under the different amasco of Chatzar, Gag, and he could have said that any time before that. He could have said, it would have made sense for him to say it in a different place. He specifically put it over there.
It's a good point. What Meir is suggesting is maybe they're really two dinim when it comes to the Ram. When it comes to someone who's b'machteres, tunneling through, regardless of if anybody's home or not, you have the din of Bob Machteris. When it comes to entering through a chatzar or a gag, maybe that's limited to if you know the Baal Bais is there. And then we'll come out from the Ran.
Then there would be a lot of questions. A
lot of questions. If you learn that way. I would be inclined to not learn that way. But I hear why, based on the placement of the halacha, why you would say that. And you have to figure out Shita Zeran. Require a little more Ian into that. Okay. Great point, though. Now, we have a few more minutes left to try to quickly go through two more issues. The Machlokes Chavis Ya'ir and the Shuz Yaakov. The din when it comes to a Rodef, when someone's chasing another person to kill him, you're allowed to kill that Rodef. Now, if you have the possibility to break his leg and spare his life, it's advisable. The question is, does that apply when it comes to a Bav Machteris? The guy's coming into my house. Am I allowed to kill him, even though I could have probably saved his life and just broke his arms and legs? Or no, there's a complete heter, a blanket heter, to kill him entirely. That's the question. Rodef Yuvade have the, if you have the ability to break his legs, break his legs. The question is, does that apply to a Bav Machteres? So the Chavis Yahya writes in Simon Lamna Aleph, Dir Maskel Va'al. Va'al, is that the one? I think I wrote the wrong Dir Maskel down. Let's see.
Hi.
He says, no one ever mentions the din of Yachol Hatzil Ve'echem Ne'evarov when it comes to Bav Machteres. No one says you have to try to break his legs first. The Gemara doesn't mention it. The Rambam doesn't mention it. But still, nonetheless, he thinks it will still apply. So the din still applies when it comes to Bav Machteres. However, the Shvaz Yaakov writes and argues, no, that din does not apply to Bav Machteres. This is in Chelek Beis Kuf Pei Zayin. It's an interesting line here. He says Bav Machteres is worse than a Rodef. He says that Bav Machteres is considered Muchsak L'Rotzeach. A Rodev, I don't know what's shot here, but the Rodev is just chasing the guy down. He might just stop. He's maybe kidding around with the guy, playing around with the guy. But the guy who's tunneling into your house to steal, he's considered Muchsak Rotzeach. And therefore, he's a worse din. There's no reason to spare his life at all. You vade have to kill him. So these are the two different opinions. So it comes out, Shvaz Yaakov thinks he's Mamash Rotzeach. Therefore, Rotzeach, you kill a Rotzeach. You don't just break his legs, you kill a Rotzeach. However, the Chavis Yari thinks, no, he's not Mamash Rotzeach. He's trying to steal some money. And if you could spare his life by breaking his legs, break his legs instead.
You say that the Chavis Yahya fits in with the Rambam because he says kill.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So, and just finally, one last nafka mina, which you found in the Ber Halacha. Interesting halacha in the Ber Halacha. So the Ber Halacha writes, this is in Simon Reish. Yud Ches, may some of you remember I gave this shir earlier in the year on the issue of saying the bracha she'asa nisim. If a nes happens to somebody, whenever you pass by that makom, you have to say a bracha. Right? The lach is Reish Yud Ches. Haroa makom she'nasu bo nisim li Yisrael. You see a place where nisim happened to Klai Yisrael, and he gives a number of examples, you say a bracha. The same holds true when it comes to a yachid who experiences a nes. You have to define what's considered an ace. You're supposed to say a bracha when you pass by that makom. So the Ber Halacha at the end talks about, let's say a ganav came into your house. Is that considered a sakana? Is that considered a makom nes? Let's say they came in and you remained alive. So he quotes a chai in the Nishmas Adam that says, the ganavim simply come from mammon. There's no chashash sakana at all. But then and therefore you can't say the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah argues is no, it doesn't make sense to me. The ha al pi din muti lahargo, you're allowed to kill him. The chazaka ba laharog, he's coming to kill you. So the machlok is achron whether or not you say the bracha when it comes to a ganav coming to your house. Very interesting nafkamina. So it depends. Well, if you understand like the Rambam, he's only a ganav, he's coming for money. If it happens to turn into a case of murder, it might turn that way. But Be'etim, he's really a ganav. Rashi, the Adarma, the Ranti, he's Mamash Rotzeach. He's coming to kill. He's Vade coming to kill. And therefore, your life would be put in danger when a ganav comes into your house. And if you're spared, you have to say the Bracha She'as Tanisim. Okay, so that concludes the discussion of Bav Machteres. Tomorrow we're going to... Tomorrow is a special shiur. We have the Siyum and the Suda. I'm going to give a shiur on the topic of Kriyas Torah B'Tzibur. Sunday, I think we're going to do the sugya of the Kimlei with the Rabbi Minei. If the Bav Machteres breaks over some of your like glass jars, jugs, whatever, and has to owe you money, he's exempt from paying you that money. That's interesting, very difficult sugya. And Monday, Rav Lachman is coming to give a shiur to us.